Blog Talk Radio.
Let's stop that shit right now. We're getting off. Look, this is a new year, 2023. Now, you guys got to understand this shit I'm saying. You know, I'm getting old. I'm an old motherfucker. I'm fucking 70 years old. I figure I could have 20 more years. More than likely, I got between 10 and 20 more years. So, you know, what I've been thinking about since I've been rolling with my confidence course for 17 years. And I've been thinking about, you know, shit's going on in the damn country, you know, money tight. I'm thinking, I'm not saying I've decided, but I am thinking to just cut everything in half. Why? Because, shit, when I was 15, whatever years ago, I was thinking, hey, man, I got X amount of time, woo, 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 to do blah, blah, blah. But shit, that time just passed. Not all of it, but some of it. In 15 years, let's say when I'm in my 50s, I'm thinking about 30 years, that's 80. So I'm there. So what I'm really thinking about is so you motherfuckers can really take advantage of what I'm doing. I'm thinking about it. I'm considering it. Slicing it in half. 750 course and school. Same 3 months. But what I'm saying is that possibly could get some of you guys that's not really fucking with me to fuck with me. And of course, all my people who've went to this school, you know, for the full amount, they're just gonna have to understand. They're gonna have to deal, you know, with the fact that it's less now. So what I'm saying is the reason I'm doing this is because I want perfection. I just want perfection. I don't know what in me drives me toward this, but initially the shit was like, what I have was like $100. And then I seen how powerful it was, and it went up to like this $1,500. And now that I've, over 15 years, and gave out a lot of motherfucking shit, plus these fucking pirates, they're stealing my shit, they're selling it to you, and you think you're getting what you paid for. Well, if you paid $30 or whatever, you are getting what you paid for. But see, it's one thing those fucking pirates can't deliver to you that I can. It's one thing that those pirates can't do that I can, which is make sense of what the fuck you bought. You buy something from a pirate, well, oh, shit. You could buy a real fantastic tool set. But if you ain't no mechanic, what good is that? I'm just saying, you got to understand this shit. See, those pirates can't deliver the abadabba behind that information you getting. They can only make some money. Well, hell, they making money. But who getting fucked? You can buy, I'm telling you, man, you could buy a dart set that costs you $1,200. But them darts aren't going to throw themselves. You're going to have to throw the darts. And if you're good, you hit a bullseye if that's the case, but will you? And if you don't, will you get any information about how to use those darts? No, you won't. See, that's the abadabra behind the information you're getting from me. You getting information, and yes, it's really beneficial if you look at it and think of it, but in reality, what benefit is it to you? If all you got is information. That's all you get from them fucking pirates is information. So listen to what I'm saying. If you want the most from your efforts, you got to strive for perfection. The pirates, they're striving for some money. So, of course, I got some that's $1,500. They're going to sell it for $30. And you think you're getting this $1,500 product for $30. But in reality, you're getting $30 worth of information because this motherfucker ain't going to be able to tell you shit about what you're starting to hear and learn. So what are you getting? More information. But instead of being information for you, it's clutter. It's cluttering your mind with a whole bunch of shit that you don't know what the fuck to do about, which is adding to your confusion. Confusion, which is making you fucking a punk because you don't know what to do. Because now this fucking information is bought from this pirate got you thinking this shit, and he ain't able to explain what shit you thinking. He ain't able to explain why the fuck you thinking it. But, of course, it's all on you. It's your choice. Period. Now, to use a sports analogy, it's like hitting the ball in a sweet spot. You know, when you're playing baseball and, you know, you don't know how great you're going to be, but you're playing baseball and somebody throw a pitch and you fucking swing at it and you hit a home run. Damn! Maybe I should play baseball. So you next 100 times at bat. 816, I see you, man. What's up?
Hey, bud. This Eric Wise and Rick.
What?
Got a question for you, man.
Wait. Did you say this Rick Watson?
Yeah.
Rick!
What's up?
Nothing. What's happening, man?
I got a question, man.
Come on.
How do you get a bitch to be okay with you fucking with other women? How you bring it to them? What do you say?
Listen, man. First of all, when you fucking with the bitch, you know, while you fucking with her, you got to drop lugs. You got to say some shit like, you know, next week, me and this girlfriend, we going to woo-woo-woo. And baby going to say whatever the hell she say. And she probably going to be against that. You fucking with me. You know how you going to go somewhere with somebody else? Well, girl, I'm fucking with you. You fucking with me. But that don't mean we together unless you finna make some moves to show me something different. What I'm saying is you got to drop love and you got to let them know why the fuck you dropping them. I'm not dropping it, but why you said what you said. And what I'm saying is, hey, if you are on the market and you don't let the bitch know you on the market, you asking for trouble. And if you let the bitch know you on the market and you don't know how to, you know, show her why you on the market, you still asking for trouble. So when it comes to why you on the market, you got to let the bitch know that, look, do you want a motherfucker that don't know other motherfucker want? Shit, is she gonna say no? So what I'm saying is, these other motherfuckers that want me is letting you know you better be on your job to have me, because you got me. The other motherfuckers want me. You ain't admitted shit. You ain't denied shit. But you letting the bitch see. All you got to do is know how to open that bitch eyes. And she is going to, it's the same with hoes. This hoe knows you got three other hoes before you met her. Now, that can make any bitch not even want to fuck with you. But if you make that bitch see what she can have fucking with you, regardless of what them other bitches have, then you can have bitches. That's what, see, this is why it's important to talk to me. Because I'm a nigga that did shit. How the fuck do you have seven bitches? None of them live together. All of them got cars and apartments and furs or whatever the fuck they think they need. And now one of them your main bitch. Come on, man. How do you do that shit? It's because you know how to have women. You don't trip on a woman. The average dude trip on a woman. I met Sally. Sally is cool as fuck. I really like Sally. But Sally, if that's the case, you and Sally fall out 2 years from now, and Sally is the shit, you got to find Sally again.
Hey, bud.
Hey, wait, listen. If you a nigga that's fucking with Sally and you got bitches and you the kind of nigga that ain't hiding your bitches, you'll know the reason you ain't hiding your bitches is because you know bitches. Because you've been fucking with so many bitches, you know you don't have to hide them. It's when you start out hiding is when you have to continue hiding or keep it secret. When you start out wide open, baby, I'm alone. I'm not lonely. There's a big difference. You say all this shit to the bitch in the 33rd, she gonna remember you saying it, and she gonna have to accept it or not. And if she don't accept it, fuck her.
Fuck her.
Period, man. That's what you guys don't understand, or you not employing. If the bitch ain't with it, fuck her. Period. Hey, Eric, it's about what you want. It ain't about what you can get away with her. No, bitch, it's what I want. This is what I fucking want. This is how I'm doing it. And if you like me, cool. And if you don't, fuck you.
Got
you gotta develop that a little more, Eric. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yes, I do. Yes,
Eric,
I do. You gotta,
Eric, listen. You've been, it's been a year or two since you've been in school. But what I'm saying is, I told you, when you graduate, you only now have begun to learn this shit. Now that you didn't went through SWU, you can navigate what you're learning. But you got to understand, the shit you're learning is powerful. And if you don't understand it's all about you, you cutting the power, man. If the bitch can't get with what you're saying, how you saying it, as long as you brought it straight, fuck her. And listen, you guys, I have met me another motherfucking woman. You motherfuckers, you gonna be talking that goddamn shit about this, that, and the other. Yeah, I'm old, nigga. I ain't changing my fucking ways, but I be meeting them. And now I got a 36-year-old motherfucker.
No,
black
you don't,
ass. Hey, dark as fuck. You know, they say the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man. I employ what I talk about every day, and I am 70. So it ain't about I'm old. It's about I got game.
Thank you.
That's all it's about. Game is going to keep you fucking young. Game is going to keep you fucking up to date. Game is going to keep you living. game is gonna keep you healthy. I'm saying you gotta believe this shit or it ain't gonna do it for you. Eric, I was just gonna say, I know you believe it, because I know what you went through to get it. Trust it, man. Trust it. Fuck the bitch. If that fucking bitch ain't going A, B, C, D, E, F, G like you, fuck her. Watch how many of them motherfuckers don't want you to say fuck me. They're going to say, wait, I can change. They're going to tell you, wait, maybe I didn't understand. And if they say some shit like that, then you got to relax and break it down. And you can break it down. You just have it. Break it down.
Right.
Okay. Do that shit, man. And believe me, I know you got it. Hey, Eric, I know you got it because of what me and you personally went through to get it.
Man.
Hey,
like
Eric,
you said,
Eric, trust yourself. Believe me. Just start trusting yourself, man.
Okay.
Don't think about the loss. Fuck the loss. If what you thinking and whatever the fuck you're doing right now don't work, fuck it. Some other bitch gonna get the win.
Man, you are so right.
I'm just saying, that's how niggas like me think. I don't give a fuck about this bitch. I don't care unless the bitch wanna fuck with me. And if she wanna fuck with me, then I can give her my care or my attention. But when I'm out looking for another bitch or whatever, man, fuck this bitch I'm talking to. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. I only give a fuck about how you responding to what I'm talking about. And if it ain't right, I ain't wasting no time with you. You got to be an asshole like that.
Gotcha. That's the mindset.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, I know what you're saying.
See, I'm giving you some real game, and it ain't about you learning how to accept game. It's just, you know, as you climb that mountain, the higher you get, I'm saying that there's 10 steps, and you on step 2, ain't no way in the fuck you're going to be able to see over the horizon. But when you get on step 9, you're going to be able to see over step 10, and you're going to be able to see that when you get to step 10, it's a whole 200 yards long back, but it's a whole other set of steps, and you couldn't see them when you was on step 8. Now that you're on step 9, you can see them, but you got to get to 10 to get to them. Come on, man. This shit is real.
It's real, man.
Love it, man. Get at me, man.
I love it, man. All right, man, I get at you. Thanks.
You know
thanks, bud.
Private call. What's going on with you?
What's going on, bud? I'm John from Cali. I'm an up-and-coming rapper. I just wanted to ask you if I could use a couple of your voice clips in my upcoming album and that.
Man,
hey,
bro, listen to me. So many motherfuckers stole my shit. I got these attorneys. And what I'm saying is people have used my voice. People have said shit directly from my shit. Ain't gave me a dime. So at least you did call and ask. So I got a different outlook as far as that go. But what you gonna do for me using my shit?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to get your blessing, and you know what I mean.
Just want my blessing so you can use my shit for free?
No,
you can't use none of my shit. If you do, you know Hector and Lace will be at your fucking ass. Because what I'm saying
help a brother out, man, and know what I'm saying? Once I blow up, then obviously we can talk about what we can do for each other.
No. You got it backwards. Before you blow
come
up.
Come on, man. Don't be a punk, man. I'm calling you to get your
hey, bro.
Down,
okay, I'll see you later. Because I ain't got time to talk about that shit. Use my motherfucking shit these days, your ass getting sued. I'm getting some money out of it. Don't be a punk. Ain't that a bitch? This motherfucking punk ass motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker, you still on the phone? What the fuck you got to say with that bullshit? Use my shit, you get in charge. You on the phone, you can talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I could have done it another way, you know what I'm saying? I just called you to get your blessing, but I could have just not called you and, you know what I mean, used it
and
anyway. I'm going to use it anyway,
me,
man.
And you know what you would get? A lawsuit. Do it.
Nah, man, it's on.
Hey, bro. You could act like you didn't call me right now and just do what the fuck you saying if you believe it. Do what you
It ain't
can.
That
you
serious,
can.
Man. You help a brother
bro,
out.
Bro, it is
saying.
That serious. Hey, bro, if you want to, you know, do your whatever you're doing, go ahead on and do it. Just do it without my shit if it's not that serious. If it ain't that serious,
call man.
Hey, you did what a man would do. You asked would it be cool.
The brother's trying
That's
to come up, man. The brother's trying to come
bro,
up, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, can you shut your motherfucking mouth?
The brother's trying to come up, man. You know what I'm saying? You were supposed to.
Hey, this dude, I'm realizing, he's just a fake. He don't even have no music. That's why this motherfucker talking and don't want to listen. He's just running his fucking mouth. So with that, I'm done with that. Check this out. Back to the sweet spot. It's like baseball when you're swinging a bat at a pitch. I mean, you ain't necessarily trying to hit a home run, but you do want a good hit. And what I'm saying is once you swing on the motherfucker, it's on. And you can't undo what you started. So you follow through with what the fuck you doing. And sometimes you don't feel the ball make contact with the bat. That normally is a home run. Same with basketball. When you release the ball from a jump shot, you can feel from the release that it's going in. I mean, there's a feeling you get when shit is right. You just get it. In anything you do, there's a sweet spot. At Sidewalk University, I'm slowly finding the sweet spot in teaching my students. I'm teaching them the correct way to think of themselves. The feeling you get when you get 816, are you new? 816,
this
are you new?
Man, I never did hang up, bud.
What's happening?
This Rick, man. I never did hang up, man.
Oh, okay.
I ain't want
I'm
that.
Sorry. It's good.
I'm about to
it's
hang
good.
Up.
Rick, it's good. Don't worry about it. It's good. What I'm saying is this. The feeling you get hitting the ball in the sweet spot is the feeling you get about yourself when you graduate from Sidewalk University. I mean, I believe it's the sweet spot of the bat. That's how you should feel about your fucking self. And it's the same feeling when you run a pattern and just as you turn and look for the ball, that motherfucker settle in your arms. What you gonna do? Speed in for the touchdown. Because it's perfect. You know, that's the feeling I'm telling you, I'm talking about. The feeling I want you to experience when something is done to perfection. How can you tell if it's done to perfection? Well, you have to know how shit should be from what you're doing. You have to know how to get that. And you have to actually perform it. I'm saying there's a lot of motherfuckers that read this, read that. They know how to do this, but they can't do it. Because they never performed it. They never actually tried it. They just read about it. I'm telling you how to motherfucking own the sweet spot. I mean, I got all to know. I was a pimp du jour. Otherwise, du jour. That's whatever it is of the day. Could be soup, could be steaks, could be motherfucking pork chops, could be whatever the fuck. But it's whatever it is of the day. You fucking scary caller that got your number hid. If you don't want your number exposed, you a punk, and you trying to say some punk shit, and you don't want me exposing you. So can you get your punk ass off my goddamn show unless you want to show what your fucking number is, bitch motherfucker? Now, show you what kind of nigga I am. I'm going to let you talk right now. What you want to say?
Yeah, what's getting in bed? I just wanted to thank you for giving your blessing. I just put my, you know what I mean?
Now, you ain't got my blessing, bitch ass motherfucker. You ain't got my blessing. So I'm telling you, you're getting sued if I hear anything about the shit. And I got a team. Hey, listen, motherfucker. I got a team.
I put a couple of skits of your voice clips, you know what I mean? A couple of voice clips, you know what I mean? And once it blows up, obviously, I'm going to come and talk to you, and you know what I mean?
Hey,
I just
want to
appreciate you looking after a brother, man.
Let me get this motherfucker off the goddamn air. You know, he a fag. You know, and the motherfucker just saying he talking once he do this, once he do that. That motherfucker ain't doing shit. So, get this shit. Du jour. That's the choice of the day from the chef. And I'm the chef. Now, you know, when I sit down and talk to a woman, and when I say two sentences, her response is going to either send some chills down my spine, or it's going to make the hair on the back of my neck rise. Now, if the hair on the back of my neck rise, I'm going to get the fuck up and get the fuck away from this bitch and check any bitch that remind me of this bitch off my list. Now, if chills run down my spine, it's going to signal that, you know, she done said a couple of things that I like, you know, and I'm finna get it, baby. You know, and what I'm saying is, now it's time to use my game arrows. See, you motherfuckers don't know nothing about getting at a bitch. Game arrows are little senses, little ideas that I shoot at her. And I shoot them at her, not for her to accept them or reject them. I shoot them at her to shoot them at her. Because simply shooting them at her gonna get her going in the direction I want her to go in. Regardless of how she responded. And once I shoot them little arrows at her, and she do respond, that bitch is good as primed and ready to go. So all I got to do is play my hand. That's when I drop that abadabba cue on her and, you know, and proceed to knock her motherfucking ass off. And let's say the bitch, you know, is that cool and I want to take the bitch. So the bitch get in my car and on the way to my motherfucking spot, I'm going to say a couple of more things to her. Because that feeling haven't came over me yet. And as we ride in and I say these things, whatever they are, that feeling's going to come over me or may come over me. And it's going to signal as this motherfucking bitch is going to add to my flock. Man, you got to understand this. If you know what to do, and you know how to do it. When you see the fucking results of your work developing in your favor, God damn, it's a feeling. You cannot imagine that feeling. I don't know about you, but believe me, it makes my dick hard. Well, of course, I ain't fucking this bitch. Because this bitch ain't paid up. But when I drop this bitch off at one of them other hoes' house, some bitch, one of my motherfucking other hoes, is gonna feel very lucky that fucking night. Because that bitch gonna know that she got what she got, because I got what I got, which is another bitch. And she ain't no care. It ain't gonna be no big thing. It's gonna be as it should be. Now, doing something to perfection. I mean, anything, but doing something to perfection always excited me. And when you correctly displaying your manhood behind this perfection, that sweet spot feeling makes you feel something that all of you motherfuckers need to feel at least once in your goddamn life. But what I'm saying, it makes you feel kingly. In the abadabba, I just explained the sweet spot is some motherfuckers who got that cue. Once you spit that abadabba and add that cue, you ended up with a new one. Anything you do and don't need to put any extra effort into it to get it done is finding the sweet spot. Now, the ones who deserve it should get to feel that mannish feeling at least once. And like crack smokers, you're going to be chasing that feeling for a long motherfucking time. Because it is the bomb. I chased and caught it over 14,000 times. And one time, listen, there was an interview I had, and, you know, I posted on Facebook, which, you know, it lasted an hour or so. The exchange, you know, was about, I'm going to talk about maybe 2 minutes of it. I wasn't trying to stop the interview, but when you're a leader and you are used to leading, it's easy to get a motherfucker who want to find something to place negativity on. What I'm saying is, when they do that kind of shit, I just change directions. All I got to do, whatever they're talking about, I don't up to it. I say, yeah, that's what the fuck I do. They think they got to pry it out of me. Now, they're trying to pry out of me. You're just a pimp and the user of women. Yeah, man, that's what the fuck I do. Yeah. Now, I'm clever. And I'm going to use rhyme with this fool. I didn't decide it. Because this dude was young. And I believe he was under 30. So hip-hop was in his fucking blood. Now, the rest of the interview went smooth, and it actually had him ending up respecting my ass. And let me tell you just a little bit of it. The motherfucker asked me, why were you a pimp? Don't you think you could show our people something better? And my answer was, I chose this abadabba because it's the cleanest hustle out there. And no, I couldn't show my people any better way to get what you want out of this racist country. Now, I'm a conversationist. And immediately, they're thinking the pimping is dirty. It's fucked up. It's all this blah, blah, blah. So by me saying it's the cleanest hustle out there, I knew he was going to focus on that. He was going to cut. Hey, fuck you, private caller. He was going to focus on it. So a motherfucker say, the cleanest hustle out there. And I say, yeah, it's the cleanest hustle out there. Because you don't need to exert yourself or get dirty to get paid. And then a motherfucker say, but first, before I continue, let's see how he then got totally threw off where he was coming from. He's now talking about what I said, the cleanest hustle. So now he's setting himself up, you know, to get dragged through whatever I want to drag him through. So the motherfucker say, no, I say, because you ain't got to exert yourself to get dirty to get paid. He say, why you say that? That's because it's the truth. Now, what I'm doing is giving him short answers to make him ask me exactly what he wants. And if he don't, I'll know he's under my spell. And if he does, I'll just go lighter on him. I think of all this shit as I'm talking. So this motherfucker say, you know, could you explain? And I said, man, you ever play dice in the streets? He said, yeah, I have. Now here, I'm making him identify with me. I'm making him see something that he and I could possibly see the same. And then I said, you see, I don't get on my knees unless I'm praying. I don't use my hands unless that bitch paying. I don't go in the dirty pool halls because I got hoes who stand tall. I dip in my whip, got plenty of chips, and they have three or four hoes on the motherfucking strip. The heaviest thing I live is what them goddamn bitches earn, and I don't do anything harder than bust a U-turn. Because, bro, I got this abba-dabba cute in every way. And if I didn't, hoes wouldn't stay and pay day after day. Now, I did this, and I kind of said it in a rhythmic way, and it just sounded dope. And the dude said, I don't know what to ask after that. And I told him, this stuff is exhilarating, ain't it? And when the interview was over, the motherfucker walked up to me and said, man, you really opened my eyes. I fucking hated pimps all my life. Because my sister got turned down when I was two, and I didn't really know. But everything I heard was they used drugs, force, blah, blah, blah. He made me see that hoes are going home. And the only thing I can do is get her to pay him. Man, I always thought it was the finest that kept the girls doing it. And I told him the only thing a real nigga represents, I mean, the only thing a real nigga representing this abba-dabba is a real motherfucker. The only thing a real nigga that is representing this abba-dabba do, you mean, not as you know better, because I'm saying what he explaining was what niggas do. Kick it with the bitch. You know, bitch gonna sell some pussy, bitch, sell your pussy and pay me. That's what the nigga do. This motherfucker was genuinely impressed with the way I laced his goddamn ass about this game we live. But on a different note, have you been noticing all the motherfucking YouTube videos lately? They were once, you know, silly little videos people wanted to make. Some funny, some not. But later I noticed the videos from the gurus are suddenly everybody got game. But what's strange is not one of them have a pass. When you kick game, you gotta be relying on your pass to verify what the fuck you're saying. But if you have no pass, how can anything verify you? I'm just saying, I noticed that all the motherfucking gurus, they got all this game, but not one of them have done anything that generates money other than try to sell you some shit about how to fuck. I mean, if you don't know how to fuck, you don't know how to fuck. You need that shit. what I'm saying? That ain't what game is about. Game ain't about fucking. Game is about how you live. It's all philosophical. That's one thing about philosophy. We all got opinions, and I guess those fucking gurus' opinions is as good as mine. But I can only take a second or two of their fucking bullshit. Hey, 336, what's up?
Yo, 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 what's going on, man?
I'm good. What's happening?
I'm just listening to what you were saying in terms of game. And if you really think about it, game is almost like the Tao. It's almost like the way. You know what I mean?
Stop,
like it's how you live your life.
Stop. If you got the wrong idea of what game is, you could say that bullshit you were saying. Game. Listen. And understand this. Game is a knowledge of what you do. That's why ball players, they got game. You hear them say, man, that motherfucker got game. But they only talking about a basketball player that plays basketball. They're not talking about a basketball player that went off and done some investing or done some constructing or blah, 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 saying he got game. It's only with basketball. Same with any football player. But a motherfucking nigga like me with game, football, basketball, construction, electricity, any fucking thing you're talking about, I'm going to use what I know to get me ahead in that environment. That's game.
What if you don't know nothing in that environment?
Then you ain't got no game in that. You might know that environment might be predicting what's going to happen with clouds. You ain't got no game in that, so you can't claim it. But you might know hell of shit about mechanics in a motor. So that don't mean you don't have no game. That means you got to acknowledge what game you have. And you can't use a generalized fucking definition to have it. Game.
So you're saying that.
Listen, game requires you to accept whatever the parameters are, and you don't do nothing else to get your money. If you do only what you
do.
Yeah,
but what do you mean by that?
I mean this. You don't see a basketball player going to play football, do you?
No.
Do you see a race car driver trying to be a swimmer?
No, I don't.
So what I'm saying, game is when you understand what you do is what you do. And every fucking thing you do is to keep yourself within the boundaries of that game. Period.
Yeah, but that leads to people being small-minded.
You ain't got no game, you fucking asshole. That's why to you it leads. To a motherfucker with game, the shit I just said is clear as fuck. That's what's wrong with you crazy-ass motherfuckers. Everybody want to know this about that, but ain't did it. How the fuck you going to know what game is and you ain't got none?
You have to do something in order to know how to do it. Everybody starts off not knowing, so everybody starts
bro,
off
bro,
not
bro,
having
bro,
any
bro,
type of
what
game.
Is that point? Stop. What is that point? What point are you trying to make saying that?
I say that to say nobody has any game until you have game. The only
hey,
way to get game
wait,
is
stop,
to actually
stop,
do the
stop,
thing.
Stop, listen. I know goddamn well I didn't have no game on pimping a bitch until I got in the game. So what the fuck are you saying? You don't know how to be a fireman until you learn how to put fires out.
Yeah, but you were saying everybody's
no,
trying to learn
it.
This
no,
without
you
even doing
it. That way. You took it that way because you ain't got no game and you want everything to be generalized. I ain't generalizing shit. I'm specifically saying what I'm saying. You're interpreting it to this generalized bullshit. Fuck you, man.
Listen.
No, I ain't listening to your shit. You start talking. Don't tell me to listen.
Well, listen, I'm...
I just said, don't say that. See how little game you got? You can't even follow. You can't do shit.
I say what the fuck I want to, man. That's what it is. I say what the fuck
I
want to.
Hey, dude, fuck you, man. And get off my shit, man. I ain't got to listen to that bullshit. Motherfucker want to try to explain their version. A mathematician is going to explain math. Period. An electrician is going to explain electricity. But you get suckers like this motherfucker. He want to explain game. He ain't got none. So how can he explain it? I see you still on there, man. I ain't no scary nigga. What the fuck you got to say?
All right. So let me... So the reason why I can explain game, even though I may not have as much of it compared to you.
Can you please stop right there? What I'm saying is why you don't have no game, because you're going to explain why you can explain game without having game. That is idiotic.
Yes.
That's idiotic,
yeah, but
man.
You asked the question. You asked that question.
Go ahead, man.
That was your question. That was your question. You said, so like I was saying, I can explain it because I don't have any, and the only way to get it is to explain it, just like how you were saying with the electrician trying to be a math teacher and this and that and whatever the fuck. You have to do the thing in order to have the power. Does that make sense?
Dude, do you want to say what you want to say or not? Do you need me to hold your fucking hand and agree with you? I don't give a fuck if you agree with me.
I don't need you.
I say what I say, fuck you. And if you can't do it, then I don't want to talk to you. I ain't got to agree with you. Now talk.
So you don't accept that answer?
I didn't say I didn't accept
what you're saying.
I didn't say I ain't accepted it. I said that goddamn question.
It's not even a question. You don't even know what I'm talking about because that wasn't even a question.
Bro, did you ask me do I agree with that or not?
With what?
You asked me with what you said, the reason you can explain game is because you ain't got none, and then you asked me do I agree with that or not?
Okay.
Bitch, motherfucker. Yeah. You asked the question, and I answered it. And your bitch
asked
me.
No. You asked the question.
Said.
I was answering it.
Hey,
you
dude,
asked the question.
Dude,
I
you
was
got
answering.
You got 10 seconds to say what the fuck you want to say. So say it.
All right, listen.
Shut up talking to me about me.
I'm just a young guy in the game trying to figure out how to actually navigate everything around me. I look up, I look down, I look to the left, I look to the right. There's nobody but me standing in that empty field of nothingness that we call life.
Wow, man, I wish I had a violin so I could play a sad song for your crying ass. What the fuck do you want to say?
Nothing, man. I was just answering your question. That's all I was saying, man. But that's what's up, man. Hey, I need some tools, though.
Bro, listen. I'll say some tools if you buy them, but I don't think they're going to help you. All you're going to do is try to figure out why they ain't right so you can feel comfortable being a fucking asshole that don't win. You know, you ain't going to take information. What you do, information for you is just something for you to stack on your shelf.
Picking shit apart. Information for me is picking shit apart.
Hey, bro.
Finding the truth.
Hey, bro, listen. Information is to show you how to pick shit apart. Picking shit apart can be just simply opening your mouth, asking questions. Information and knowledge has something to do. It has an end result. That fucking shit you talking? Matter of fact, what is your bottom line of what you're saying?
Essentially what I'm saying is to do that is to tell somebody how to think.
Stop. What is that? What is that? To do that, what is
so
that?
So you were saying information is teaching you how to tear shit up or take shit apart. I'm saying if you tell me how to take shit apart, you're trying to tell me how should I think. That's like religion. That's like Christianity. That's like motherfuckers. That's like the cops.
Right,
that's like
there.
The law
stop,
trying to
stop,
tell you
stop,
how to think.
Stop, stop. You're wrong, because when I tell you how this should go, I'm giving you an option. You can fucking make the choice to accept it or not. I don't tell people what to think. I don't tell people what to say, because I'm not them. I don't know what they know. But I'm living. Listen, I'm giving options, and the options I'm giving are the ones I'm prejudiced to or favoring. Don't mean you got to take them, man. You can take or do what the fuck you think. But what I'm saying, you ain't going to bring some punk shit to me and think I'm going to let you say some punk-ass shit. And I'm not saying you got to think like me. If you believe what the fuck you thinking and saying ain't punk shit, take your punk ass out in public and say that bitch shit to some other niggas. You don't do that. You sit at home behind your computer. You a punk, man. I know you a punk. You couldn't be nowhere around me and say that goddamn shit. Now, listen at you. You a quiet ass punk.
Hey, listen, I'll admit, my style is a little bit different. My style is
a blue dress is as good as a red dress, according to the motherfucker that made it. But what if the person that's buying it wanted a red dress?
Then it's not for the person that wanted the blue dress then.
No, the blue dress ain't shit. So what I'm saying is your version ain't shit, because it ain't real. It's just your version, so you can accept your punk ass shit.
What is real then? What is real then? So what is real?
What's real?
How are you
going to
tell me? How are you
going to
tell me what my
truth
is?
Hey, look, punk. What punks do is ask questions, and they be scared to let a motherfucker answer, so they start answering, and they keep talking.
Okay.
So you want to show that you a punk some more, punk? What's real is what's real. Now, I can say what I say is real, but the reason I know it's real is because I do it. I do everything
what's
I
real
say.
Real is perspective.
Bro, you don't do nothing you talking about, and you know it. You just talking, bro.
Okay. How about this? I'll tell you one thing. The way I talk is a little bit different. I've had women tell me straight up to my face they don't like the way I talk. I sound this. Whatever
you
the
a
fuck.
Bitch.
My last two girlfriends specifically said that they like the way that I talk.
Motherfucking bitches know you bitches. That's why they tell you they don't like the way you talk. But you don't understand it because you ain't never talked to a real motherfucker. You a bitch. I hear it in your voice. The same shit them motherfucking bitches hear. You a motherfucking fuck. You a liar. You don't
do
none of the shit you talking about. You just run in your mouth. And you know
it.
If you was a man, you would admit the truth.
Picking shit apart. People don't like me because I pick shit apart.
No, bro. You don't. You only make this shit make sense to you. So if you call that
picking shit apart. Apparently to everyone else, if we talking about it, then why are we talking about it? If I'm not making any sense, why are we talking about it?
Bro, why don't you listen? If you picking shit apart, making sense of it, whatever, that's to you. When you talk to people or publicly, that shit you saying ain't going to make sense. That shit you saying is going to get tore apart. But you are going to defend it because you know why you thinking it. So what I'm saying
is... Okay, so why?
Just
so why is it going to get took apart then?
Hey, look, you fucking punk. You keep trying to talk while I'm talking. I'm going to stop fucking with you. That's what punks do. Do you want to continue to show you a punk?
All right, go ahead.
Are you giving me permission? Huh?
All right, man, what do you want me to do? What do you say?
I want you to get off the line, motherfucker. I want you to hang up. Why don't you do that?
Yeah, because I done picked your shit apart.
Hey, bro, I'm sure you think you have picked my shit apart, but when you listen to this, you'll hear how many times you shut your goddamn ass up while I was talking. So you don't know how to listen to a conversation, bro. What I'm saying is this. You in the middle of what the fuck you saying, and I shut your punk ass up with just some shit, and I might have a tone in my voice. So what I'm saying is I know how to deal with punks, and I'm dealing with one right now, shutting your punk ass up, making you listen, and then at one point you're going to bogart and try to talk, but you ain't going to make no sense. You a punk, man.
Because I don't speak with tone.
No. You a punk because you don't know how to speak with tone. You a punk because you just say shit. You a punk because you ain't got nothing behind what you're saying. You just believe it. So I'm just saying, some motherfuckers can believe eating fucking poison is good. Some motherfuckers believe they can stick pins in their fucking arms and hang themselves from the fucking ceilings, and it's fun. If you believe it, cool. That's you. I don't believe that shit. Now, look at you. Shutting your fucking ass up.
All right. I'm just trying to... You said what?
Don't let nobody shut you up, fool. That's what I said.
So I got, all right. Well, I mean, listen, man, you make some great points.
Didn't you want to know how I know you a punk? Wait till you listen to this recording and you hear how the fuck you sound. Then you'll hear what I hear.
Bro, you sound like an angry old man. You sound bitter as hell.
Motherfuckers like you keep calling in, you know, not keep, but periodically calling in, talking this punk ass shit, don't want to fucking hear that they punks, and they start explaining, and they start describing. Hey, man, how many bitches you got?
What?
How many bitches you got?
How many bitches I got?
Yeah.
None at the moment.
Hey, so what I'm saying is, there my point. A motherfucker ain't got no goddamn bitches, gonna sit up and talk about whatever the fuck he talking about. Don't realize the shit you talking about is why you ain't got no bitches, man. You know, this is why. Bitches can spot the shit right away.
The bitch don't make me. She can spot and see whatever the fuck she want to see that ain't got shit to do with
you, man.
Who said
anything about a bitch making you? All I ask is how many bitches you got. I didn't say nothing about them making you, nothing about them breaking you. I just want to know how many you got.
No, but that's what you're implying. That's what you're implying.
No, I'm not. I'm
you're
implying.
Saying,
because I ain't got a bitch right now. Bro, you want to know what I'm implying or you want to guess what I'm implying?
You ain't got to tell me because I, motherfucker, I know what you're saying.
What am I saying?
Nigga, you ain't saying shit is what you're saying. trying to sound like you're saying something, but you're really not saying shit.
After all this, now this motherfucker's going to get angry. Man, you can spot a punk a mile away. Man, you like dudes, don't you?
I ain't angry, nigga. I ain't angry. I'm just like I say.
Bro,
I take shit apart.
Come on, man, with your fucking bullshit. You, anybody listening to you could hear you didn't got angry. I sound angry all the time. So that's why you said you're just an angry old man. Man, this shit is fun to me. I love what I do. I ain't angry at you.
Well, what do you do? What do you do, though? What do you do, though?
So motherfuckers can hear punks. Because the nigga called in yesterday.
What do you do, though?
And I told him the same shit. You a punk, man. He said, no, man. He had this soft-ass voice. And then he was talking about, you know, I'm a big dude. I said, you big? He said, yeah, he like 6'6", and he weighed whatever, you know, muscle bound.
I ain't 6'6".
Hey, I ain't saying you
ain't
are. Bro, I'm not saying shit about you.
No,
I'm
that
just
was me
saying,
who,
I'm
that
talking
was me
about
who
punk. I'm talking about punk.
That was me who called in, though.
You mean when you said that was you yesterday?
Yeah, I called in yesterday, I think. Yeah, yesterday.
Man,
so
you guys listen to this for a second. Bro, can you leave me a matter of fact, let me just block you. All you guys listen to this. did not know this was that nigga. But he called me and he changed his voice a little bit. And he sounded a little bit more authoritative and sure of himself. But this is the same motherfucker that called in yesterday. And he started describing to me how he's a big dude. Because I'm saying, he's just a little punk. I didn't mean he was little in stature. I just meant he was just a little punk. And this motherfucker started telling me he's a big dude and blah, blah, blah. Okay, man, so you a big punk. And what I'm saying, he called in today. I guess he grew up overnight. With the same shit. Because if I said it was punk shit yesterday, and he was not talking about this shit he was talking about today, but the shit he was talking about today was punk shit. You see how fast I fucking called it on him. I didn't know it was the same dude. But he knew. He knew. Man, that dude take it in the ass. He a punk. He a real punk. This dude kiss. He probably want to kiss me. This motherfucker. This dude is soft. And he shouldn't have never said he was the same dude. God damn it. Listen. Y'all can't believe this. That fucked me up just now. This was the same. And this motherfucker is still on there and he think I'm scared to talk to him. Let me call you back up, you motherfucking punk. Now what? You on there?
Shit. Now you know.
Now I know what?
So what? Now you know that I was the same guy. So why shouldn't I have told you that?
I didn't say you shouldn't have. I'm saying you should have told me that. I called in yesterday, man, and blah, blah, blah. You should have said that at first so I don't know who the fuck.
Yeah, I was in the store, though, man. I was in the store.
Yesterday?
Can't kick this shit to square.
Wait, you was in the store yesterday?
Yeah, when I called in.
Oh, today?
No, it was yesterday when I called in. And
yeah,
I told you that I was a big guy.
Wait, stop, I was right in the store. Stop, please. Listen, you guys. I said he should have let me know. Meaning, today, when he called in, he should have said, man, I called in yesterday, woo, woo, woo. But he didn't. And he started talking about, I was in the store yesterday. I don't give a fuck about yesterday. I'm talking about right now. You should have let me know you did call in yesterday. That's what a man would have did, and you would have went on and talked about whatever. And the reason you would have did that, because you would have wanted me to pick up where we left off. You wouldn't want me to be talking to
off
you.
Nowhere,
you
man.
Wouldn't
you
want
up
me
on
to
me.
Be talking to you as if you some stranger just calling in, if you was a man, if you wasn't no fucking
okay.
Punk. You just would have wanted me to do that. That's what men do.
Well, you want to start off fresh. Okay, well, yeah, okay. Well, now I wouldn't say fresh. If I wanted to start off fresh, then I would have told you, I wouldn't have never told you that.
Hey, you
would have
told me just what you told me because it did not ring a bell as far as you yesterday. Your voice don't sound the same, and you fucking know it don't. So what I'm saying is you did everything you could.
Yeah, I was in the store.
Do what? Oh, okay.
I was in the store.
I get that. I didn't add that together at first when you said it. Yesterday.
Yeah, man, I was in the store.
Yesterday, you was in the store. That's why you was talking soft. That's what
I mean,
saying?
I won't say I was talking soft, but.
Well, I don't mean soft, but
talking
not
soft.
Talking
I was just doing what I do.
Not
you said what?
Bro, you digging your hole deeper and deeper, man.
Yeah.
Bro, you just don't know. Did you listen to the show yesterday?
Nah, man. I listened to it a little bit. Then after you hung up on
bro,
me, I just kind of like just
bro,
something
did
else.
You listen? Did you listen to the part that had you on it?
Did I go back and listen to it? No.
Why don't you do that, man? Just go back and listen to how you sound. And then, when I finish, listen,
why
please.
Why do you think I sound?
I didn't told you you a punk. That's how I think you sound. And what I'm saying is, if you listen to today, you will hear how much of a punk your motherfucking ass is. I don't give a fuck if you know karate or you like 6'6 or whatever the fuck, bulked up, whatever. I'd have beat your fucking ass if you was around me. You can't beat motherfuckers like me because you're scary. You might can hurt me because you're
strong.
Yeah,
but what am I scared of? What am I scared of?
Yeah, you're scared of reality. You're scared of being real.
How? You think
so? You asked me how, didn't you? Let me answer. When you started bulking your motherfucking ass up, you was probably a thin motherfucker. And the reason you bulked your ass up is so people wouldn't fuck with you. And that's why you wanted to let me know you was a big motherfucker. So I might shut up. Fuck you in your size, bro.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's not why I told you that. I told you that because you kept saying that I'm a punk and I won't do this and I won't do that.
Okay,
I didn't tell you
okay,
listen, man.
Stop right there.
I'm a
stop right
dude.
There.
I'm
right
a big
there.
Dude
I,
with training.
I remember that. Stop
I'm
right
a
there.
Big dude with training. I ain't scared of not now.
Stop
nobody.
Right there, bro. Listen, all you guys, you hear how he said one thing that I was wrong about was when he said he was big or whatever the fuck he was just mentioning. I mentioned hella shit about why he got bulked up, why this, that, and the other. So are you saying those other things are true, bro? Scary-ass motherfucker. You gonna
I'm
tell
not
me
saying,
you wasn't
I'm
no
not
big?
Saying.
Hey, you gonna tell me you wasn't
I'm
no
saying,
big?
Okay. What I was
you
a kid,
hey,
yeah,
bro,
I was
let's
skinny
be
when
real,
I was
man.
A kid.
Let's be real. Let me talk, and I'm gonna let you talk. What I'm saying is, you gonna tell me you wasn't no big old tall motherfucker that was scary?
Yeah, at one point, yeah. That's
so
why I did the martial arts.
Listen, man, let me ask you the question, and you answer. We gonna be men. What I'm saying is, you gonna tell me the reason you bulked up was so you could at least appear to be a motherfucker?
No, that just happened by itself. I ain't mean
up.
To do it. It just happened.
Wait. Bulking
huh?
up or are you looking like a motherfucker?
Me bulking up, me looking like a motherfucker, me talking like a motherfucker, all that shit. All
so
that
you,
shit just
you,
happened.
So you saying you did not bulk up purposely?
Not to come off as a motherfucker, because I
hey,
already
hey,
was.
Bro, did I ask you, did you bulk up to become a motherfucker? Or did I ask you, did you bulk up purposely?
You mean, did I go to the gym? Did I lift weights? Did I do cardio? Did I try to eat
however
right? Is that what you're saying?
However you do it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I tried to be healthy.
What was your reason besides being healthy?
Looking good, being strong, feeling the sense of you know what I'm saying, not being lazy, that type of shit.
What
overall
about
health, overall
what about
nutrition.
Confident?
What about what?
You guys, let me tell you something. This dude would not last 3 seconds on the streets. I said confidence. What about that?
I mean, it's a work in progress, man. It's all. It's
hey, bro, I didn't ask
happening.
You about all that goddamn punk shit. I asked you, did you bulk up for your confidence?
For my confidence? No. I was always a tall guy. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I had to bulk up to be like a big guy. Even if I didn't bulk up, I was still
Jesus
like
Christ.
A larger dude.
Hey, bro, you just proved my point, man. You're like a lawyer. You're going to evade the fucking goddamn question. You're going to say the safe answer. You ain't going
to
be a man and tell the
I'm
goddamn
just trying to
truth.
Sort out, I'm just trying to sort out what's
no,
what
you're trying
that's
to
all
sort
trying
out
to
how you can talk without telling the truth. You're not trying to talk to me for real. I'm asking you
yeah,
real
but what
shit.
Is the truth? What is the truth?
All right, I'm gone. There is no truth. There is no truth, you guys. If you want to be like him, be like him. You know, he's okay. In the world. What I'm trying to tell you is, you know, when you step off into this shit, when you step off into the real life, where the words out your fucking mouth has dire consequences. You know, motherfuckers is dead for being like him, trying to be slick. You know, that's why motherfuckers are criminals. They don't give a fuck about the law. Ain't nobody caring what you talking about, well, legally or whatever the fuck. Man, fuck you, and they pull a gun out and shoot you. You got to know how to talk for life. You got to know what the fuck to say, how to say it, and when to say it. And some big, tall motherfucker talking that weak-ass bullshit, he shouldn't even came wherever he at. Motherfucker's going to want to try his big old ass. And as soon as he sound like a punk, they're going to wait for him. Outside. Oh, shit. I didn't try the... Did you hear that, motherfucker, man? Nigga, did you hear what he said? Man, that nigga getting got, period. You down with a nigga or what? And the nigga going to tell me, nigga, I'm down, period. So what I'm saying is, you can believe what the fuck you want to believe. You know, you can believe making sense of shit is what you should do. But what I am and what I teach my students is life ain't making no fucking sense. Life ain't going to give you a second chance to rephrase what the fuck you were saying. Life going to charge your fucking ass up right now. You can be a punk if you want to and hoping you can explain. That's why they find big motherfuckers like you in the garbage can. Because that's what they do to big motherfuckers. That's the thing. Once you knock a big motherfucker off, put him in the dumpster. Period. That's where you go. In the streets, I don't know if you knew that, but your ass will be in the dumpster talking that punk-ass goddamn shit you talking. When you step off into this goddamn game, you better be damned. And when you done, and only when you done, will you receive your fucking crown. Period. It's an ongoing battle, and the accolades are many. But when it's all said and done, I'm saying, how the fuck do you think you gonna feel? You know, I have people I know who didn't make the right. Didn't make the right turns, then this abba-dabba, and they remember everything about it with malice. Just as I know people who made all the right turns, and they treasure all their memories that this abba-dabba left them. And just, I'm talking about pimps and hoes. It's fair to say, I'm pretty sure it's fair to say, for most of you guys, you know, you're a long way off from having to deal with your memories. Just don't forget along the way, your memories don't have to be pleasant. You know, how did I know this dude, big ass motherfucker, was a punk? I didn't know him. I didn't grow up with him. By hearing his voice right now, he got punk in him. So deduction, deducing, he got punk in him now, and he tall, but he buff. He must have been a tall punk younger. He just had to be. Why did he buff up? He don't sound like no bully motherfucker. So he didn't buff up to bully people. He buffed up on the intimidation tip, although he don't really want to intimidate nobody. He just knows it's intimidating. I don't give a fuck if that motherfucker admit that shit. But you see how I talk to his fucking ass. Because I know him. Don't take me no long time to know a motherfucker. So what I'm saying to you guys, all of you motherfuckers, one day, you know, gonna have memories that you depend on to help you live the rest of your life. And hopefully, you don't start remembering until around now, 70, 80. then you got to remember shit. You know, I remember in the back, me and this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's the time to remember. But right now, you're supposed to be doing. So, you know, and the only way you won't live the rest of your life in age with grace and dignity is if you ain't down. In that case, you're going to be like many, many motherfuckers I know. Pimps and hoes. They weren't down, and they mad at the world. Many, many squares. You know, they did their job. They worked X amount of years, retired. They got a retirement. They hate everybody. Their job didn't, or retirement didn't do shit for them as far as whatever they want. This fucking abadabba ain't no joke. You know, I was faced with a dilemma. And I had to make a choice recently. And I decided I'm going to, you know, get in where I fit in, and I'm going to roll until I get in that. So what I'm really saying is, I've been losing a lot of goddamn girlfriends. And it's because I'm just a hard to deal with type person. Because I want it right. If it ain't right, I don't even want it. If it ain't right, my dick ain't getting hard. If it ain't right, I just ain't eating it. It's just, you know. And I had to decide. Because my nigga Tay, that nigga seemed like he just happy as fuck. And I was, you know, I've been noticing different things about this nigga that he doing that, you know, he never did used to do. And let me tell you something. About a month ago, I met this bitch. And I decided, since bitches leave me in 3 weeks, because, you know, I'm already finding 20 things wrong with them. But what I'm saying, I said, nigga, I call that nigga. And I told him I met this fine-ass motherfucking bitch. Nigga said, you ain't going to do nothing to put her out. I said, nigga, why you say that shit? Because that's all you do, nigga. You like a bitch for 2 weeks, and then the third week, that bitch gone. and he was right. Because it do be like that. So as we kept talking, I started thinking, and this nigga is nothing like he was when he was out there. As far as what he want from a bitch and require from a bitch to be cool. And his adjustments ain't did shit but make him be more pimpish. You know, just make him be way more pimpish. And, you know, to be, the nigga's older than me 3-4 years. So what I'm saying is, you know, I got to thinking about that goddamn shit. And I told him, nigga, you gonna hear from me in 2 weeks, nigga. I'm finna try that shit you doing. Because this nigga has adopted, which I'm not gonna tell you what it is, because I'm making a tool about it. I'm finna make a tool. Might be Tay's tool. I don't know. But what I'm saying is I'm finna make a tool about this because this shit is dope. Because this shit works in any motherfucking way. The nigga tell me, man, you know, shit matters, but shit don't matter. I ain't thinking, what the fuck you talking about? You know, and the nigga said it again, shit matters, but, you know, shit don't matter, man. You know, it matters, you know, when we was out there, man, you know, getting money. And, it, you know, it mattered because that's how we kept the money flowing. But if you ain't out there like that, the same shit matter, but it don't matter. That made so much fucking sense to me. That shit made sense to me. So my point is, you never outgrow game. And you never outgrow learning. And you just better hope when you're my age, you have a partner you've been knowing long as I've been knowing this nigga that I trust, that I take his fucking, you know, word on. You know, nigga done crossed me, me and the nigga done fell out of all that goddamn shit, but that don't mean shit. So bad when the nigga saying somebody's motherfucking mouth that really is the sharp. I ain't finna not hear it because we argued last week. So what I'm saying is, maybe a month ago or whatever, I meet this broad. And right away this bitch is liking me. I could tell. And then, on the way, the bitch said something that I didn't like. So I took off. I left. And I called this nigga. And I said, man, I'm telling you, man, it's hard for me to fuck with bitches, man. Blah, blah, blah. And he said, nigga, I told you sometimes shit matters, but it don't matter. And he only said it one time. Man, I hit 10 brakes and I whooped a U-turn and I went back. Because, man, sometimes I be tripping because I want things the way I want it. Something she said or did wasn't the way I wanted and I was gone. And I'm pulled back into the joint and the bitch is getting in her car. I guess it's in the lead. So I rolled, she didn't even know it was me because she didn't know what kind of car I was in. So I rolled my motherfucking window down and I said something to her and she was kind of nice. And I said, oh shit, I guess I shouldn't fuck with you because you flirty. You flirt with everybody. And she said, she looked, she said, why did you leave? Me and that bitch been talking and fucking around ever since. And what I decided would make me turn around was deciding that what I was thinking didn't mean as much as I took it to mean because I ain't the nigga I was when I started thinking it. Shit. This nigga didn't tell me all this shit. But what he did tell me made me come up and think of this goddamn shit. And lo and behold, me and this bro are cool as fuck right now. I mean, I might be telling you we didn't fell out in 2 weeks. But I don't really think that's going to happen because bitch ain't on drugs, bitch don't smoke, bitch don't drink, bitch do smoke weed. But I'm saying, as far as what's cool, the bitch is like being cool. And there was other bitches that was being cool with me. That something about them I didn't like, and I kicked into the curb. And what I'm saying is I could have probably been happy a lot more, if I would have allowed this motherfucker to, you know, tickle my fancy. Shit. But striving for perfection, you want the perfect motherfucker. And it seems like I accidentally ran into this motherfucker. Because my phone's been ringing a lot. You might not hear it, but it's about the fifth time it rang. And it's probably that motherfucker calling me. But, you guys, I'm trying to tell you some shit. You can't be perfect unless you understand what perfection is. Perfection is, let's say you want a straight line and you see that it is a such thing as drawing a straight line. So you want to draw one. Yours is off here, it's off there, but you do it enough times, you may actually get this straight line. Then you do it again and again, and then you realize how you're actually doing it. And then it becomes to where when somebody say draw a straight line, you could just draw it. That's because you learned it and you perfected it. It is a fucking such thing as perfection. And that's what I look for. That's me. I want perfection. And anybody that fuck with me will tell you that's what I want. I'm gone.